Special report coronavirus update. The biotech firm Moderna reports phase one success in its vaccine for the coronavirus. The testing showed that the vaccine can cause the body to produce antibodies that can keep the virus from infecting cells. Phase two trials start in July. The company's chief medical officer, Dr. Tal Zaks.
When healthy volunteers received two doses of prime and a boost of the mRNA that encodes for just the one spike protein of this virus, the volunteers had antibodies in their blood that were at levels of those people who've actually had SARS-CoV-19 disease or significantly higher. And what's more, these antibodies were proven to be able to block the ability of the virus to infect cells.
The encouraging news has led to big gains on Wall Street so far today. I'm Mike Moss. South Florida is open, including haircuts. Correspondent Rosa Flores reports on the latest step toward reopening the state.
At parks and beaches.
We've been pretty cooped up like everybody, and to get out here and get in the water is really nice.
Restaurants and even casinos.
It's been a while, so it's like time to just finally get out somewhere else.
From coast to coast, scenes of relaxed social distancing. Here in Florida, nearly 800 new coronavirus cases were announced Sunday, right before the state fully enters phase one of reopening.
The FBI has found cell phone evidence linking Al-Qaeda to the 2019 shooting at the U.S. Naval Base in Pensacola, Florida. The New York Times reports an audio recording purporting to be from the Islamist militant group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claims responsibility for the fatal attack at the base in December that killed three people. But it's provided no evidence. The Dow up near 800. I'm Mike Moss.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling costs as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling and Heating, at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny at 95 today, 66 overnight tonight, southwest wind at 10, 85 and sunny on Tuesday with a northwest wind gusty at 15 to 20, 59 on Tuesday night, 88 and sunny on Wednesday, 63 Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
AM 560 KBLU. Russ Clark with you. It's Monday morning, 8:05. You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, and I know Adam Hansen is going to be calling in. In fact, I just got a message from his office that he wanted to know if I was ready. And that's not the question, Adam. The question is, give me a call, and in case you forgot the number, Adam, it's 344-5258. Give me a call, and we're going to talk about trust. And I know during the time with the coronavirus and the things that are going on in our community with lockdowns and fear of getting out there, I think Decent Garner and Hansen have done a great job of making you feel comfortable to continue to do that business of planning. And they even have drive-through. They did a great write-up for them the other day on one of the news stations. Let me take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey, Russ. This is Adam. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. I was just introducing. I was just talking about you, buddy.
Perfect. Good. Yeah. We're trying to... I don't know if the listeners remember a couple weeks ago, but we tried to do this from our own office,
right?
Because of the whole COVID-19 thing. So we're trying to do the remote thing, and still working out the kinks.
But you sound no different than you do here in the studio. So it's really a clear line. So it works out really well.
That's wonderful. Good. Well, get into business, right?
Are you there alone, or did Sean go in with you? I know he was going to talk about it. You've got a couple microphones there in your office, right?
We do, yeah. So we're still working on setting up the second microphone.
Okay.
We decided to make it a little bit more soundproof because we weren't happy with the sound quality that was coming out.
Really?
And okay. So we're still doing that. So right now we've just got the one live mic and trying to work in that second live mic. And maybe adding a couple more in case we have guests come into the office from time to time as well. And then we've got you on this end, so.
Perfect.
Hopefully it works out.
Perfect.
Yeah. So hopefully you had a good weekend. It's been pretty warm, but.
But like most of us, we haven't been out. I know the restaurant's open, but I didn't go out anyway, Adam. I didn't do it. Maybe I should have, but I got used to cooking, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd trust your cooking. But
good point.
We, over the weekend, we went and picked up a new dog for our family. Why, I don't know.
Oh,
but we thought it would be a good idea until it actually happened. And so we've got a lot of energy in our household right now.
Yeah.
Both with my six kids and a new dog. And when we went up to do, we had to go pick him up in Phoenix. And driving around Phoenix, it didn't seem like much had changed as far as opening up. I know that Governor Ducey had said, well, the 15th, Friday the 15th, everything's up and running with precautions. But as we drove around Phoenix on Saturday, we had to stop at a McDonald's to use the restroom and things like that. And they, you were able to go in, but they still had the seating blocked off. So I don't know if the whole state is getting the memo or if maybe there are. In my mind, I'm thinking, well, these big corporate institutions, maybe they're being more cautious because they have to have guidelines state to state, where they're just doing it on a national level as opposed to being very localized. I can see where here in Arizona, maybe a church might open, for example, because they know what's going on, boots on the ground here in Arizona, and they feel like, oh, everything's okay. Whereas a corporation like McDonald's, they might not want be as quick to do that just because I can see it where on a corporate standpoint, they don't want to focus all their energy on state by state rules. They'd rather just have a blanket rule for the whole corporation.
Yeah.
That's, imagine what is happening with those big companies. Have you experienced any of that for us?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really gone out enough to go in them, but I know everyone's wearing masks now anywhere you go. As far as a lot of businesses are, you don't have to as a shopper, or you know, but the businesses are, and I think it's just afraid of, you know, liability and are we doing the best for our employees type thing, and that's I don't know how long it's going to last, Adam, where we'll never see anyone's face anymore.
I thought that same thing. I was in Lowe's on Friday afternoon, and I just took a mental note of those that were in the store that were using masks. It seemed to be a lot more than I remembered. And then there are some workers that wore them. Most of them wore them, but I could tell that maybe a couple didn't. Maybe they thought that the mask was irritating or something like that. But the majority of people had masks on. And I thought to myself, is this the world that we live in now? I mean, where I walk from aisle to aisle and I can't see people's faces. I didn't like that feeling, but at the same time, if it needs to be done, it needs to be done, I guess. I personally don't wear masks, and that's just because I'm kind of lazy. I have a mask that I carry around with me.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that, and I just have this, it's just my personality. If somebody tells me to do something, oftentimes I want to do the opposite just because they told me to do it, and that's just my personality. And so that's part of the issue as well. And part of me still hasn't grown up in the sense of I still think like I'm invincible from my 18-year-old days.
Right.
You know?
You're not.
Over time, that's worn off as I've got injuries over the years, but I still have that mentality where I think I'm invincible to a certain extent. And until I really have this defining event that will change that mentality, I don't know what will happen, but I wear masks from time to time, but not all the time.
No.
And most of the time, I just jump out of my car, go get what I need, and then get out. And when I'm around people, I just try and hold my breath.
You're still seeing clients at the office, right? You still have appointments?
Oh, absolutely.
Now,
when you
do that, is there a mask requirement, or does that depend on the client?
It depends on the client, but we do a screening process before they come in. Nothing medical. We just ask them questions. You know, if they've had a cough, or are they feeling ill, any symptoms like that, feverish. We ask them not to come in. Rather, we would keep them on the outside of the building, and we'll do something through the glass. So we have a drive-through area that was featured in the news last week, actually, by KYMA. And so we'll ask them to go through there. We can interact with them, but we don't want them to come in the office because we don't want to expose the staff or other clients to that illness. And so we've got procedures in place to do that. Most of the people that I'm seeing right now, they'll come in, and oftentimes they'll have a mask to start with, and then eventually they'll just take it off because it's irritating to them or they feel like they don't need it anymore. And I have a mask in my actual office, but I rarely wear it unless they really want me to, and I'll ask them that. But most of the time they say they're fine.
Yeah, but you'll accommodate them if they need to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got six kids, like I said, so I'm sure I've got all sorts of stuff.
You've had everything. And a new dog. Now, this isn't your only dog. You have other dogs, right?
No, this is the first.
This is the first. So, yeah, that is a lot of new energy.
Yeah, we've got chickens. We've got 9 chickens, and then there's, like, stray cats every once in a while that come around. But this is our first dog. And,
wow.
And he's about 7 weeks old, and so he's just a bundle of energy. And
big dog? Little dog? What is it?
He's medium-sized. He's a golden doodle.
Huh?
So they come in all shapes and sizes, but he's on the bigger side of that breed.
And the name?
Yeah. We ended up calling him Bo.
Okay. Simple's easy, buddy. I like
Simple,
it.
Simple, easy, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I wanted Ruger, but the kids didn't like Ruger.
I like Ruger.
That's an Arizona-based gun company, you know?
Yeah.
felt good about that, but
I think it would be wonderful, but Bo works. Hey, you're up for a break, my friend.
Yeah, let's do it. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
You, my Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
With the Arizona Lottery's $1 million giveaway, I can join the Players Club for a chance to win $1 million. With that much money, I could remodel my kitchen. Heck, I could hire a private chef, too. Or a different chef for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, chef, I'm hungry.
Now through May 31st, enter eligible $10, $20, and $30 scratchers and fast play tickets at azplayersclub.com to make your $1 million dreams come true.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, kbluam.com.
Kia of Yuma is now open and ready to stimulate Yuma. For the month of May, Kia of Yuma is offering customers the choice of receiving their rebates up front. Kia of Yuma is a proud Yuma Strong business and ready to make deals on wheels to get our economy going. No matter your credit scores, we will accept your application. No matter how much you owe on your car, we will try our best to pay it off. No matter your budget, we will find a way no matter what. Let's get Yuma going by putting cash in your pocket when you buy a 2020 Kia Sorento. Choose $4,000 off MSRP or $4,000 in your pocket. You heard me right. You keep the rebate and put it in your pocket if you choose. So come out today and say I want my $4,000 check and my new 2020 Kia Sorento. Only at Kia of Yuma, a Yuma Strong business looking to stimulate our local economy. Visit KiaofYuma.com. Plus taxes, plates, and dock fee. Rebates are in lieu of any special finance offers. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm sort of in the studio today with Russ.
Well, you're in Russ a studio. You're just in your own studio.
That's right. Russ is at the KBLU studio, and we're at our new makeshift COVID-19 studio that we're trying to make work here. And we're trying to figure it all out. As we were talking about before the break, Russ and I, we were talking about just really how life has kind of changed because of the response to COVID-19. And I know for our office, it's changed the way that we do things as far as if people are going to come in or if they're going to do a consultation over the phone, for example. Or maybe they're going to do it over the internet now that we have easy access to webcams on our actual cell phones or on our laptops or tablets.
You can do an internet conference where you're actually like face to face.
Well,
that's great.
I like those. Those are pretty fun. As long as people have their pants on, I'm okay with it, and it's pretty good most of the time. Little lag and stuff like that, but I like to see people face to face because a person's facial expressions
correct.
I want to see so they know how to help them, and their reactions can tell a story oftentimes.
Right.
So I can ask different questions and know what to ask and things like that. But having said all that, I know last week Russ you and I were talking about this over the break. Sean played our online seminar actually over the air last week, and hopefully you're, those that are listening were able to hear that. And if you haven't, there's still an opportunity to listen to it. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because last week, about every one out of three appointments that I had, had they just watched the seminar prior to coming in to seeing me, they would have known the answers to a lot of the questions that they had if they would have just known about the seminar. And so we're trying to make an effort to push the information that you can go online right now, anytime, 24/7, and you can access our online seminar. This was a seminar that Sean and I put together to respond to the idea that we weren't able to do it physically during the lockdown period, because when we typically do our seminars, we usually do two of them a month, and one would be at the Yuma Foothills Library, one would be at the Yuma Main Library in town. And we were doing this for a regular basis for years, but when the COVID-19 mandate happened where we have to stay home, the libraries shut down and they didn't allow any programming for the months to follow, and we're still in that. So we're not able to use the library as a forum to bring in the public to teach about what their options are and how to get their stuff in order.
You do plan on getting back to that, don't you? I mean, at some point, getting back to the library.
That's my hope. Yeah. But as we've talked about it, Sean and I have talked about that, and we obviously want to do that. We love that forum, and it works really well for us and the public. It's a good, non-threatening environment in a public forum where they can, the people that come can feel comfortable, and they don't have to worry about asking dumb questions or anything like that, and they get the information that they're seeking. However, my concern is that even when the libraries allow us to start doing it, I don't know if they're going to put restrictions on the attendance levels that we can have. For example, usually we'll have about 85 people in that room, and we occupy one of the biggest rooms in that library, at least out at the Foothills. And that's what I'm referring to, the Foothills Library. And so we always have a really good turnout for that, but I don't know if the library is going to want that anymore, not because of any concerns for fire code or anything, but rather people, that many people in an enclosed space. There's plenty of room, though. I don't know if we go back to it, or if they allow us to go back to it, I should say, if we're going to have to spread people out, you know, 6 feet apart, or what we're going to have to do. We're still in talks with the library, and they haven't been responding. I imagine they're just closed, I guess. Maybe they don't have any staff working, but our plan is to contact them soon and see if we can't work something out and get stuff going on. My biggest fear is that even if the library allows it, I don't know the public perception of congregating in a big seminar like that.
Yeah.
You know, we send out postcards and flyers every month to advertise it, and we advertise it in the newspaper. So a lot of people are aware of them when they're happening, and I just don't know if their first thought will be, well, I don't want to go because there's too many people there, and I don't want to be exposed to something in a big crowd. So we've got the dual-edged sword. We've got the library might not allow it, and then we've also got the public perception that I perceive to be a public perception issue where people might not want to come just because they don't want to be part of a big crowd. I don't know. I just don't know how it'll work. We're in a new world, and I don't know how the response is going to be. And so that's caused us to try and get the word out in a different way, and that way is through the Internet. The Internet is so powerful. It can be used to our advantage if we know how to use it or leverage it, and we've been trying to figure that out for years, and it's always been on our list of priorities. It's just at the very bottom, and when this happened, where we were all locked down and we weren't able to offer public seminars anymore, now it became a high priority issue. It rose from the bottom to the top because we needed the public to still have information that they needed so they knew what to rely on and where to go to get good advice, where to go to see what their options are regarding health care powers of attorney or mental health care powers of attorney and HIPAA authorizations and things like that and wills and powers of attorney for finances. So many people have questions, and I think they use the Internet to try and figure that out. Oftentimes what I've found in my own searches on the Internet is that I get kind of overwhelmed when I'm looking for the answers to a question that I have, whether it's fixing this this engine, or it's trying to figure out how to put something together. As I'm looking through my Google, for example, I'm inundated with so many different ways of doing something, and I just don't know, well, is that the right way? Is this the right way? And I think that's how people feel when they're looking for answers regarding their legal affairs.
Right.
They want to make sure, ultimately, everybody just wants to make sure or know, have peace of mind that if they were to become incapacitated tomorrow or die tomorrow, that those that they leave behind are not going to be scrambling and cursing their name. They want to make sure that their stuff is put in place such that the government is not going to take a huge chunk of it in taxes, or the family is not going to fight over it, or if they become incapacitated and they have to go into a nursing home, that nursing home or those medical expenses are not going to eat up everything they've worked for their entire life. And so there are specific ways to prepare for that, but you've got to take the time now to set things up. Otherwise, if you wait till it's an emergency, it's very difficult to do at all.
Well,
without court help.
Yeah.
And even above that, it's even more difficult to do it right, because you're just not thinking properly. I told the story over and over again. A couple of years ago, my wife had an issue with her lungs. She developed pneumonia, and it was kind of out of the blue, and we didn't know about it, but she just wasn't feeling well. And her primary care physician, we went to go see them, and we were lucky that they allowed us to come in, you know, that day when she was really feeling bad. And so they scheduled some imaging on her chest and found that she had pneumonia. And so ultimately they said, well, if this was a Friday afternoon, and they said, if she gets bad over the weekend or it declines, then you just need to go straight to the emergency room. And that happened. And so over the weekend she felt even worse, and so we went to the emergency room, and the pneumonia had gotten so bad that they had to hospitalize her right then and had to drain a lot of the fluid. And so ultimately she was in the hospital for the next four or five weeks. I can't quite remember how many. It just was a blur to me. But
right.
Over a month she's in the hospital while YRMC doctors were working nonstop trying to fix the issue and get it to go away. And so I remember vividly sitting in the emergency room with her, and they asked the questions. Do you have a healthcare power of attorney? Do you have this in place, such and such in place? And they're asking you all these questions, and they have this little pad that's hooked up to a computer screen there. And if you were to answer no to that question, then you can fill out a healthcare power of attorney right then and there. You don't see it. You're just signing the pad. And the nurse will briefly go through, okay, this is what you're signing. And then you sign on this digital pad, not even seeing the language of that healthcare power of attorney.
But that's under a lot of duress. That's not the best time to do it. I mean, that's all you've got. It's all you've got. But.
And that was my first thought. It was, this is happening. This isn't unique to me and my wife. This is happening almost every 5 minutes of every day here at this hospital.
Yeah.
And it's not YRMC. It's not like they have a problem. I'm happy that they actually are going through that process of making sure that people have something in place in the event that things went wrong while in their hospital. However, like you said, I thought to myself, man, this is not the time to be thinking about that particular issue,
right,
of who's right for me in this regard to make my healthcare decisions and so on and so forth. You're just not in that state of mind, and you don't even have an opportunity to read the language that you're signing. You're just signing this pad, this digital pad. So I thought to myself, man, if people knew the consequences of that, I'm sure they would be more apt to call my office and get something in place, or maybe not. Maybe people just wait till the very last minute. But the idea is that we want to make sure that they don't wait till the last minute. That's why we try and get our information out to the public here in Yuma County, so that they have the tools that they need and the right information, and they're not getting frustrated looking on the internet for answers all over the place. They can come to our website and get the answers to the questions that they have, and also get an outline of what needs to happen next. And that's one of the best things, the most refreshing thing. We've got to go to a break, Russ.
Yes, we do.
So we're gonna go to the break. This is 560 AM KBLU. Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and save up to 40% and see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on postpaid subscriber growth in Q1 2020.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, everyone. This is April Hettinger here with some local updates from KYMA News 11. Yuma County officials reported 13 new cases of the coronavirus, bringing the total to 376. And over 4,600 people have been tested. The Arizona Department of Health extended the blitz for an additional 2 weeks at more than 70 locations across the state. The Sunset Health location is included in this extension. They will announce the dates and times of the blitz soon. And a recent performance audit by the Arizona Auditor revealed the Gaston Elementary School District Board cost taxpayers over $65,000 in unnecessary trips to Coronado and paying hourly employees for unworked time. Tune in to KYMA this week for the full story. That's all we've got for you this morning. Check out our website at kyma.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. This is Life, Death, and the Law, and I'm in my makeshift studio, and Russ is in his nice studio.
Yeah, I had to
trying to make our studio as nice as yours, Russ.
I had to put shoes on to come in, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, I did.
Yeah, that's good.
You could be anywhere. But
we could, yeah. I could be anywhere, and you don't even know it.
That's right.
But I'm at my office.
Good.
All right. So nothing exotic, nothing fun. But like we talked about at the very beginning of the program, we're still seeing clients in our office if they feel inclined to do that. We go through a question process. Obviously, we don't want people that are feeling ill or feverish to come into our office.
Right.
But we are okay with it if they are. We try and
keep everything sanitized, so in between appointments we'll wipe down all the desks and the doorknobs and things like that. We're using a lot of hand sanitizer in the office and just being safe. Our employees will wear masks as well most of the time, and gloves at other times. So we're trying our best to keep things sanitary and prevent the spread from happening. I don't know when life will go back, if it will go back, I should say, to normal. But we're trying our best to keep things as clean as possible and still have business go on. When we were in the studio with you, Russ, it didn't seem like much had changed either, other than the fact that you guys were just taking precautions, wiping things down, I know you wipe the microphones down all the time and make sure that those things, the communal things, are all wiped down. And so you can only do your best to do that. I mean, I don't know other things that we can do other than just trying to keep things as clean as possible and making sure we're cleaning after people come in. If people want to do it over the phone, meaning they want to have a consultation over the phone, then we do that as well. I do a lot of my work is done over the phone, and then we also do online consultations as well. If they want to do it through the internet, maybe we can meet face to face through a webcam. I bought this thing on Amazon that makes me look good on the screen as much as possible, but it doesn't really work, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
It's just a gimmick, but it's a little light that you snap onto your TV and or onto your monitor, and then it's supposed to illuminate your face in such a way to make it look good on the webcam.
Wow.
And when I put it on my screen, all the teenagers that come through our office are like, oh, that's what all the bloggers use. They're like so impressed with it. And immediately when they said that, I wanted to throw it away.
Okay, you're not
I wasn't a fan of that. Yeah. But I kept it, and I've used it probably twice.
Uh-huh.
But at the time, I thought it was a good idea. I thought, we're going to have so many appointments through the internet, through web interaction, and I've had quite a few, but most of the time people don't want to show their face, or they'll turn off their camera, or I'll turn off mine, so it's not a big deal. But we can still communicate through the internet. So it's just a different world. It's a different way of doing things. We're trying our best to kind of roll with the punches. I'm excited to contact the library today and see what their next process is. And I know Governor Ducey has opened up Arizona as far as business as usual with precautions, but I don't know on a private scale how that's actually going to be implemented. I think every business is nervous just because of the liability, and I know we feel the same way in my office. We're worried about, okay, even if the governor says, yeah, go for it, go back to business as usual with precautions, and then it's reported to the media that somebody contracts COVID from that particular institution, it's like, nobody wants that because it's like a black mark on you.
That hasn't happened yet. Are lawyers really worried about that? I mean, we've never worried about it. They've contracted the Hong Kong flu or something, but now all of a sudden we got this big concern out about this.
Yeah, that's always in the back of my mind. If somebody, I would hate to be the starting point for a spread like that.
I don't think they could ever, definitively say where you got a virus, to my knowledge, and unless there's some science out there I don't know about.
Yeah, I was talking to some dentist friends of mine the other day, and they said, yeah, they can pretty much track it down. They're really good at it. They can find out where it came from. So that maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But I was taking their word for it.
And
I don't know. I just don't know. But we don't want to be.
You want to be the test case?
Yeah, the promulgation. That wouldn't be good for PR.
Yeah.
We try our best to keep things clean, and we do that by sanitizing the desks and the chairs and the lobby. Every time we have people come through, we'll do a round of sanitation so that everything's clean,
right,
and virus free, hopefully. And so far we've been fine. Nobody's sick in the office. We haven't had any issues, and we're just plugging along like everybody else, trying to get back to normalcy. So having said all that, if you are listening and you don't know where to start, meaning I talked about the last segment. During the last segment, I talked about how I met probably two or three people last week that came into my office that would have really benefited from the online seminar before they came in to see me. They were interested in getting something in place, like a will, power of attorney, and that's what they knew, but they didn't know much about that process beyond that they wanted to. They didn't know what their options were, and had they just watched the online seminar, they would have been so much more prepared to come and sit down with me, and things can go so much more smoothly if people will just go to the online seminar ahead of time. I've asked my staff that when people call to make an appointment with us, that they encourage them to go online before coming in to watch the seminar, because it's such a good prepper. It helps you get ready for what we're going to talk about in my office, which usually includes what's your family like, what's your family dynamics, what are your goals if you were to become incapacitated, if you were to pass away, how do you envision that happening, how do you envision those things that you have now going to those that you want them to go to, who are those people, that kind of stuff. And oftentimes I'll have a person that is very confident, oh, we want this person to be in charge, they're just the best. And that's good until I ask them the question, well, what happens if they're not there? What if they're sick or they're dead? Do you have a backup? And oftentimes they just look at me like, we never thought of that. And so, yeah, it's great that you have one or two people, but you need to think of the idea that what if that person can't do it anymore because they're either sick themselves or they've passed away, and have a couple layers of protection there when it comes to if you were to become incapacitated, who's going to be watching over the finances?
Right.
Who's going to be watching over if there's kids involved? Do you have a plan for your kids, your young ones under 18 that aren't adults yet? And if you were to pass away, do you have a guardian or a conservator that you want your young kids to go to? That was going into this when I graduated from law school and I started in this particular area of the law. My biggest fear was that if something were to happen to my wife and I, that my kids would be at the whims of a government agency like DES or something like that. And I've always been worried about that.
Sure.
I've read horror stories about it, and I've heard horror stories about that. Not to say that DES is bad or anything like that, but I just don't. Personally, I don't want the government involved in my private life as much as I can avoid that. And one of the best ways you can do that is you can set up now, while you're alive and well, a plan for those young kids under 18. If you were to become incapacitated, if you were to die, you can name now the people that you trust, if it's in your family or if they're friends of yours, whoever that individual or those individuals are, you can name them now, and legal documents that will serve in that time that of an emergency, if you were to become incapacitated or die, they're what the court is going to use to go off of to appoint that person or those individuals to watch over your kids. Things like a last will and testament or a power of attorney, a healthcare power of attorney, and a durable power of attorney for finances. Those are the legal documents in which you would name a guardian and conservator for your kids that are under 18. And when a person turns 18, it's really weird because in our society, it seems like, oh, you know, we've been coddling them until they're 18 and doing everything for them. They're living at home most of the time with mom and dad and at school. You know, I say coddled, but I mean,
yeah.
In general, you're just kind of, everybody's doing everything for them. And then once they turn 18 in the eyes of the law and the government's like, oh, you're an adult. All of a sudden, just because you turned that magic number. But in reality, I don't think like most of our kids are prepared for that. Most of them don't know how to go out and find an apartment or how to budget from month to month to pay rent or to even work in
right.
a full-time job, you know? And then all of a sudden, boom, they're out on their own. What I've seen in the legal from the legal perspective is when a kid turns 18, they go from a child to an adult in the eyes of the law. And if mom and dad were to take them to, for example, the doctor, 6 months after they turn 18, the doctor's not going to deal with mom and dad. That child, I call him a child, if you, you know, the child is an adult in the
oh.
eyes of the law, and they need their own healthcare powers of attorney, their own HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is spelled H-I-P-A-A. It's an acronym It was a legislative act that was passed back in 1996 by the Clinton administration, and you and I are aware of it because every time you go to the hospital or you go to a doctor's office, you're signing documents that are allowing the doctors or the healthcare companies to contact certain individuals that you allow them to see or to release your information to. And the reason for that is because of HIPAA, the HIPAA laws. HIPAA basically, in a nutshell, says doctors can't release our medical information to anybody unless they have our written authorization to do so. Not only doctors, but healthcare, health insurance companies as well. So when a person turns 18, it's like starting fresh for them. And if they don't have a HIPAA authorization in place that they've signed that names their parents on it, then the parents don't have a right legally to information. And the doctors, maybe here in Yuma, they probably would release information just because we're, I consider us still.
Yeah, not supposed to, but it could.
Yeah. But you're definitely going to run into issues when it comes to the health insurance companies. They're just not going to do it.
You got to take a bit more. You got to take a break, my friend.
Big. Yep. And we'll talk about this right after we come back. This is Life Steps in the Law, 5:50 a.m., KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
As life starts to get back to normal here in Yuma, 560 KBLU wants to know what you're thinking when it comes to local businesses and services. Do you need a new car, a dentist, a plumber? Whatever the business or professional service you need, we'd like to know which one is on the tip of your tongue. Be a part of the 560 KBLU Yuma Local Business Survey. It's on the KBLU Facebook page or at KBLUAM.com. You can participate from your phone, tablet, or your computer. For participating, you'll have the chance to win up to $500. Tell us what you're thinking when it comes to using our local businesses here in Yuma. Take the survey now and maybe put some cash in your wallet to spend locally. Hit up our Facebook page or log on to KBLUAM.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You're listening. listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and this is 560 AM KBLU. I'm in my remote studio, and Russ is in his local studio there at KBLU, and we're trying to make this happen in this new world of COVID 19. And prior to the break, I've been talking a lot today about the importance of going online to visit our website to watch our online seminar. And the purpose of that is because if you need something in place, and I'm sure you do, most of us do, or you have something in place and you want it reviewed, the first place that I would recommend that you start is going online to our website and looking up that seminar and watching that, because it will help you have the right frame of mind and know what questions to ask when you come and see me or you see Sean in our office. And I've neglected this whole radio show to mention how you can go online or where to go. It's pretty simple. It's yuma.law. If you just type in yuma.law in any web browser on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer, it'll go right to our website. And it's right there, right when you go to our landing page. You can scroll like just a little bit and you'll see a big button that says click here. That's how you get to our online seminar. And it's very easy. We wanted to make it very easy for those that come to our landing page so they don't have to go searching for it. And again, that's yuma.law. That's as simple as it is. There's no .com or anything. It's just yuma.law. So if you type that in on your phone or on your internet-enabled device that has a browser on it, it will send you to the online seminar. We ask that you just enter in your name and your email address so that we can send you an email confirming that you've been signed up. But it's as simple as that, and then you're off to the races. You're able to see the seminar and go through that process. At the very end of the seminar, if you go through that, we like to offer an incentive to help those that are looking for our services to stop procrastinating and come in and see us. And the way that we do that is we offer a $200 credit to anybody that watches the online seminar and then sets an appointment for a follow-up. And the reason we do that is because once you go through the seminar process where you watch our seminar, you are better armed with understanding such that you will make my job easier. And time is money, right? We always hear that. Time is money. And when you watch the seminar, it saves me time. And so we want to push that savings on to those that take the time out of their day to watch the seminar and get educated as to what their options are. And I love it when people come through that process, because when they sit down with me and we go through what they want to accomplish, they're ready to rock and roll. They know what they want, and they know they're geared up, ready to make decisions. And it's not like pulling teeth. Sometimes I sit with people and they just can't decide on certain things, whether so-and-so should be the guardian and conservator or so-and-so should get their stuff. And it's like pulling teeth. But I find that those that watch the seminar either live when we had them at the libraries or watch it online through our website at yuma.law, they're so much more prepared to make decisions that will help them and the loved ones that they're leaving behind, because they've got the understanding. It's not a full understanding of all the concepts of the legal.
They can ask the right questions anyway.
But they know what questions to ask, exactly right. And they know what options are available to them. And so it just makes it so much more of an easier process for them. And for that purpose, we want to offer them a credit, because it saves us time. And time is money, like I mentioned before. So if you don't have anything in place and you don't know where to start, that's where you start. Yuma.law. Simple as that. And you watch the seminar and look for the things that are right for your family. And then give us a call. Call us up and set an appointment. You can sit down with either myself or with Sean, and we can go through your particular family needs and goals and work together on a plan. And that phone call and that
that time with Sean and I, that initial consultation, is free. You don't have to worry about paying $250 just to come see us. Most attorneys are like that. If those that are listening have ever gone to an attorney, oftentimes you have to pay $250 or $150 to come and just meet with them. And I'm not knocking that practice, but we don't want there to be any restrictions or barriers on people to come to our office to get stuff started. And that's why we've made the conscious decision to make our consultations free for those that call our office, because we understand that a lot of people don't prioritize getting an estate plan in place, and they put it at the very bottom of their list. And when they do get up the courage, or they do come to think of it and contact our office to try and start something, we don't want them to be scared away because they have to pay the consultation fee. We've already gone that far of making that step, and we want to make sure that they know what their options are. And if they want to move forward with our services, they can do that. And we quote the fee for whatever they want to get accomplished in that particular consultation. But the consultation to sit down with us and go through what their plan would look like is completely free. And if we were to put a value to that, I would easily say it's worth $500 just to sit down with us and go through that process. But like I said, we don't want to impede people from coming through our office, because we recognize how much of a step it is just to call an attorney or to contact an attorney's office to get something going.
Right.
And we want to get all the barriers out of the way so we can just get down to business. And that's why this online seminar is so important at Yuma.law, is because it will put you on the path to where you need to go to get the right answers to your questions and to what particular structure you would want in your family, so that you are taken care of and those that you love are taken care of as well. And they're not going to be cursing your name if you have an accident or you pass away. They've got everything right there for them, all laid out. And we serve as a resource as well for our clients. A lot of times people will ask me, Adam, what do we tell our kids? What do we tell them? Do we need to tell them everything about what we're doing and how we do it? And oftentimes they'll say, no, really, it depends on your family. But most of the time, what I would recommend is just have them call our office, and we can sit down with them. When something happens to you, we can sit down with them, and we can go through your particular plan with them and let them know how it works and what they need to do from then on. And there's no obligation with that either. We just want to serve as a reference point for good information. And that's why we ask our clients to just let those that they have queued up to take over for them, if something were to happen to them, to know that they have the freedom to call our office and they don't need to worry about paying the consultation fee. We'll sit down with them for free, or we'll do it over the phone or over the internet like we've been talking about. So having said all that, we've got to go till next Monday, Russ.
Yep.
I'll be talking to you. Hopefully we'll get our studio up a little bit more prime time. Still trying to finalize the details of the technology and things like that, but hopefully you can hear me okay.
You're doing
and,
fine.
And we'll keep trying to make it better.
All right,
and we'll talk to you next Monday. This
All
is
right.
560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.